Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
The Figgis Studios. It is Weekend Geek Update, nominated one of the best nerdtastic podcasts by Westword Magazine.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
oh,
good.
God.
Oh,
it's
going to be there for a while.
It's going to be for a while.
Oh, it's going to be for a while.
We're going to milk that for all it's worth.
Hey, I want a sponsor out of this. We are number four.
Ooh.
Well, we're number four.
So,
four of ten.
Four of ten. We are also sponsored by Rocky Mountain Con, which is less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, that's happening.
We will be
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. Busy.
Are you gonna show up for that or?
Wow. Yeah.
It's in a hotel. You can. you could like
listen.
Stab.
Fucking dying.
My table of companions.
Yes, I will show up for that.
Double A, Ron,
yeah,
Private
yeah.
Cheeseburger.
I showed up to something.
The Sir Toucher of Butts.
I want to take a nap. Drink your whiskey.
I will.
And the woman responsible for multiple therapy bills from yesterday's event.
Childhood trauma.
Special
Yay!
Guest Red.
Oh, no.
What
did you
start
do?
Too early too late. I committed to my character.
Oh my God.
Were
so
you were the ghost again,
I was
weren't
the ghost.
You?
Yes. So we do this trick-or-treat street at the Broncos every year. And Zach, myself, and Red are the team that goes there.
Mm.
And this year, Red decided to don her ghost costume.
Yeah,
because
I didn't
want to
be there. And I had
so you just show up in ghost costume.
I had difficulty like mustering up, you know, the will to not scowl at people.
Oh, so when you're wearing the sheet, you don't have to. You know,
yeah, it doesn't matter what goes on under my face.
Yeah.
And I'm not allowed to talk when I'm under there. So
we're going full Disney commitment where you're wearing the mascot costume.
It's
you don't
so
talk.
Safer when I am not allowed to talk.
It's brilliant because all I could think is Spaceball. How do I know you're not making faces underneath that at me? And there you go.
For
you
the,
know she yeah. is.
For the most part, the face I was making was.
So you commit to the role.
Oh, no.
Okay, so there was the table that we were in. We were in a dark spot of the hallway, and the lighting.
Oh, no.
There was a table for Candy Station, and the people running that table, I wanted to backhand all of them. And I was in a mood to tell them so, it was a good thing I was under the sheet.
I've had that a couple conventions where you're sitting next to them and you're just like, fuck.
Well, so these were volunteers who signed up. I don't know if they were volunteers or if they were like somebody's parents who this is how they got their kid in the door or whatever was going on.
Could have been both.
I couldn't see much under there. But they were in a dark spot, and at one point, and like I said, what I witnessed is very subject because not really sure what I saw. But at the beginning, I only thought there was one person there, and I was convinced they were asleep, like just had their head down on the table. And then and then after about like half an hour, I realized there were actually two people there, And even still, they weren't really paying attention to who was walking by, and they were in like the light that was supposed to be shining over them was out, so there was no light in on that table. They're all dressed in black, and they all couldn't be fucking bothered. Not regular. I couldn't be bothered. They couldn't be fucking bothered. So here comes in these little kids. Some of them, it's clearly their first Halloween. They're just learned how to walk. They're so excited. They're capable in their costumes. And they come up in all politeness because their parents have taught them Halloween manners. And they say, trick or treat. And the asshole at the table goes, just take one.
Oh, die in a fire.
Like, just fucking take one. Well, and slaps the bowl at him. It's like, just take one.
And it sucks.
And it's like, they can't reach over the table. They can't see over the table.
No.
They've been taught to be manner and let you do it for them so that, you know, if there's like a limit that you only want them to do.
What?
But, like, they have done nothing wrong, and you're an asshole.
Because they even say that when they did this meeting at the beginning, and they're like, you're the face of the team, of the Broncos, so put your best foot forward.
When you're volunteering like that,
just meh.
So I went rogue.
It's children.
It's children.
It's children. It's supposed to be goddamn fun, bastards.
Jesus
fucking volume.
I know. How do you feel about Halloween, Anya? I'm very fucking passionate.
I'm going to come trick-or-treating at her house.
Oh, man.
But you give out the
we'll
big
be here
candy
Thursday.
Bars.
No, they end up having to do that at the Bronco event because they blazed through all of the candy that they had to raid the stash that they put in all of the vending machines.
Oh, that's hilarious.
For real?
Oh, my God.
So they're wheeling out.
So they're just
huge.
Bad at planning all
so,
of it.
So the kids who came later got the good shit, is what you're saying.
Yeah. The ones that went through first probably got like one or two pieces of like from like the yellow
like
bags size, that we hand out.
Yeah, the fun size shit. Yeah.
At the end, the final push before the 2 o'clock cutoff, these kids are getting full size freaking
so hours. I go rogue and leave the Ghostbuster station in my very white ghost outfit, and I go stand next to this table mostly to show that there's something over there, and because a lot of kids were walking past it and I was like chasing them back in Ghost Cop character so that they would get the candy at all the stations. And so like that's why I went and stood over there and I start dicking around, and then you know a couple hours go by, and I've been standing this whole time. I didn't eat breakfast. I'm staring off into space, and I just start holding really fucking still. Oh.
It gets better.
And this kid, who couldn't have been more than four.
Oh, no.
And his two companions, I don't know if they were his siblings or his friends, but they were about four or younger, came with him. And he got real interested in me, and I was just going to let him. Like, I held still for, like, 5 minutes straight. I've just let a whole gaggle of kids walk by me going, oh, that prop's really, really good. And I was just like, yeah, man, I'm tired. I don't want to.
Nah,
and
it's not worth it.
Don't bother me.
And that's the best part about being under there is if I want to take a break, I can just like, yeah, man, I'm a prop now. Leave me alone.
You can just prop now.
And so this kid comes up to me, and his little hand comes out. His little hand comes out to reach me, and at the last second, I just move. And this perfect circle of an O on his face, if he just goes, oh, and he leans back and takes the two out with him. It's just the silent,
the silent panic of, oh God, it's real. We're going to die.
I just imagine you taking one little, like, shifting, just, you know, a step back or something, like, oh, don't touch me. It's like, oh okay.
That's pretty much what I did. All I did was I just, like, turned at the way.
That's enough. That's enough to send anyone into a panic.
He's like, ah!
Yeah, because if you're not paying attention, like people are freaking out about that kind of shit.
Oh my God.
The other best moment I had with a kid was again, kids want to know, like, because they're not sure if I'm
they
like
to
a,
just poke shit.
Well, because a lot of the times the way I was moving, they couldn't tell if I was animatronic or a person. And so they were, like, trying to figure it out. And so they, like, reach out. And so I start giving high fives. And this one kid, he wants to high five. And then he gets another high five. And then we do double high five. And then we're slap fighting. And we just kept going.
It's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but okay, all right.
At this point, it became like a battle of wills of how long we can keep up this slap fight.
Uh-huh.
It went on for about 3 minutes. Not even exaggerating. His mom was like, how long are you going to be here? Like, no, man, we're committed. We're doing this.
We're done now. This is it.
Just let it happen. Yeah. Just let it happen.
This is your life now.
Welcome
to the Thunderdome.
I'm like, I'm not gonna peace out on this kid.
Yeah.
As long as he's into it, I'm gonna keep slap fighting this kid.
Yep.
Oh my God.
It was hilarious. She did send one kid screaming.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't intentional.
It wasn't intentional.
It was probably the same thing where you just moved and they freaked
No, there
out.
Was there was a couple kids, and again, I couldn't see very well. So there were kids who were like walking by and they ran in terror and like crossed the hall to get away from me because whatever. People were like, "Oh, that ghost costume's really good." I think my ghost costume's really awful. So I was all like, great, this lighting is doing well for me.
You're cosplaying for that movie Ghost, right?
Well, they had this
That movie is legitimately all the feels.
Yeah, no, it's very sad.
Oh, fuck that film.
Not the Patrick Swayze one.
You don't know.
I have no idea.
You
thought I was talking about that
I
one?
Did.
Where they're going to make a vase? Yeah,
yeah.
No, not that one.
Oh, this beautiful vase.
Yeah.
They have this like iridescent blue lighting that was in the hallway, and it was perfect because she glowed, like literally. And
wow.
She has a glowing white suit underneath the ghost shroud.
Right.
So that's actually coming through. So she was like extra glowy bright. That was completely unintentional, and it just really worked. Yeah,
there were some weird things said to me, like
the
weirdest thing said to me was, you know, I got a lot of "You're not real, ghost." I'm Spider-Man. You're not Sam. Real. I can see your feet.
You know what? I say that to people all the time. You're not real. I'm Spider-Man. If I didn't know you were talking about kids, I was like, the best what crack alley were you in?
The best response was Zach, and he says, yes, you are.
No, but like one adult said to me, she goes, oh, I know who you are. I saw you loading in. And I was like, should I leave?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, no, the mystery is.
Have you been bamboozled?
Away.
What happened?
Right. Did you think I was otherwise that I lived here?
Yeah, yeah. I'm haunting this room. Only this room.
Like, oh, no, yes. I know who you are. I saw you.
Oh, that's badass.
Why are they all wizards, though?
Because they're pansies.
Pizza. I don't know.
Nobody likes being the wizard.
No one likes being the wizard.
Don't be the wizard.
I mean, pizza has arrived on
D&D. Oh, I guess I've been saying wizard.
Be a cleric, damn it.
Yeah.
I want to be a bard.
Or bard. Yeah. Bard
rather,
is a better
I would rather
I think
be
we should
a bard.
Do that on the podcast.
Yep.
Well, we need a
sorry
bit of
to deal. Derail the whole conversation.
I think I derailed the whole conversation.
It's fine.
It's worth it.
It's fine.
I mean, you scared small children. It's fine.
I used to get paid to do that. It was great.
Jesse still does. Is he still at the 13th floor?
He's at Field of Screams now. Did he not come on Saturday?
No.
Oh, I thought he was going to.
He was going to, but he hurt his back, evidently.
Oh, good.
The night
so
before.
Horrible things happening to all of us.
Yes.
I was dying. I thought I had
falling off.
I did remember a story, but I actually scared myself by looking at my reflection in the mirror.
Honey.
Yeah. Well, no, it was because I was, so when I was doing home, like
don't
I was
sleep in the mud mask.
Oh my God. No, it was, I was actually doing a makeup.
Oh, definitely don't sleep in the makeup. Don't sleep in the makeup. That's
oh my God.
I did once, and then I woke up covered in fake blood.
Well, it was I was doing like a makeup thing for like a test thing for like Homestuck when I was into it, and the one that I was doing was Curlo's, which was kind of like creepy clown makeup, I guess. And I had to pee like really bad. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to pee. It's like dead of night. I don't feel like turning on the light. So like, you know, the bathroom was right next to my room. So I went to the bathroom. Then I went to go wash my hands and I looked over the mirror and I jumped. I was like, oh, what the fuck is that? Because like the white paint was glowing. So I was just like, ooh. Holy shit. I'm like, oh, that's my face. I'm like, okay, I guess, you know, my face is so horrifying that I even scared myself.
I was gonna say, clown makeup really fucks you up because that stuff like basically glows in the dark. It's
yeah,
so bright.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Remember,
I
love kids, turn on the light when you're peeing.
The one time they made
night.
Me be a clown, I was like, well, this is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple of clown costumes that came through yesterday.
I didn't see any of them.
If it was a kid, I would have punted them out of the fucking stadium.
No, yeah, there was a couple. I even was making the jokes of, oh, the ghost of Super Bowl pasts we've been fighting and all that kind of shit.
Because they're clowning around.
Yeah.
No.
Speaking of horrifying, the Watchmen premiere hit.
I enjoyed it.
Did you?
I enjoyed
I've
it.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Maybe I'm just too much a fan of the comic or the movie.
That being said, I mean, it's Alan Moore and the bar is set a little medium.
Yeah.
I just don't. I guess I just had more questions than answers.
Well, and I think they tried setting something up, and I got confused because I haven't read the graphic novel in a long time. So I haven't read it since I was in high school, and there were things that I forgot. Spoiler alert for the Watchmen comic, I guess. The giant squid thing, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
The giant squid thing is so stupid.
Because it comes out of nowhere, and it makes a return in the premiere. Like, it's raining squids for some reason. I was like,
okay, now I have to watch it.
It is very...
It's interesting.
It's very Detroit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
raining squids?
It feels... It honestly feels like they're in Detroit and they're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so...
Yeah. And one of the other things... Yeah, and I did like that they showed where Manhattan was, and they have a video of him on Mars.
It's just a quick cut on like the news where he's on Mars, and you're like, oh, cool, okay, so he's in this world.
Building, he's destroying, you see him like creating on Mars.
It's interesting.
It's
this was
very
a makeup
interesting.
That I did in Scary.
Oh, okay,
that's cool.
I would scare myself.
So like, I did like the lines.
I want to do this!
Yeah, so I did like the lines on the mouth like with eyeliner because I would like to talk. The last time I did something where I had to cover my mouth, it was really hard because I couldn't eat anything, and I was just like, they were like, how do you feel about this? It's like, it was just like, are you hungry? Like, it just mumbles because I couldn't really.
I feel like we could make a something where it just like only attached to the top lip.
Well,
and
you
it
could
drape.
You could if like it would be like you'd have to do like a longer like little fuck what material am I thinking of like little ropes.
Latex?
No, it's like the little rope things.
String?
It's like a string thing.
You know, this is the rope, like a, but, like rope, a, but
like
smaller.
A, like a hair
it's
tie?
It's snowing. I really want to, like, take a nap, okay?
I
it's hibernation.
Like, I feel like we could do a prosthetic where it only attaches.
It's hibernation
but it,
types.
Yeah, because it would be, like, up here and down here, and then when you're attaching it, like, you would have, like, a little bit of space so you'd be able to talk still, as opposed to just having it, like, immediately just...
Nah, don't
no,
be a quitter.
I'm saying,
don't be a quitter. Stitch your lips together.
Drape down so it looks like it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
commit. Cut your lips open.
I just ended. I mean, you mean sew your mouth shut because that's what he did.
I mean, yeah, there is.
So I mean, like I mean, it's
sounds like a really bad like Slipknot song lyrics.
Does
cut your lips open? You mean sew them shut?
No, that's Limp Bizkit lyrics.
Oh God, I so hate it now.
If I yeah. have
good old Fred Durst. Anyway, back to Watchmen.
So back to Watchmen.
I don't see how we left. Like this,
I'm
feels
curious
very
where. Yeah, no. I mean, it really was just like a hot. They didn't explain anything.
No, absolutely. They explained nothing.
They
he's Alan Moore. He never does.
So wait,
no.
Is it like doing before Watchmen or just Watchmen?
It's
Watchmen?
After.
It's after.
Watchmen?
Like way
okay.
after.
So
it seems
it's
like.
Current time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have no idea what has happened to the Watchmen.
No. Okay. The only one you kind of maybe get a hint of, well, I mean, you obviously know what happened to the comedian and Rorschach.
Well, comedian
they're
Rorschach,
dead.
They're dead, but Rorschach somehow has inspired an entire group, so
yeah.
That means his journal got released.
And that's what I'm thinking. Well, actually, yeah, because HBO released the journal online,
mm-hmm.
and they said this is like a real-world thing where his journal got released to the public somehow.
Well, he at the end it got mailed to that newspaper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and that's how the film ended. So evidently, it's hit.
Yeah,
I think Osmond Deus.
Mm-hmm. I think he's the weird guy.
I think he's Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, it feels like I think Night Owl was the cop.
I don't know because how did he get Artemides the ship?
That's what I'm thinking is that it he has to be the chief of police.
But he was such a
he
dick.
He even had an owl mug.
I okay. know, but he was such a dick. And I can't imagine him getting taken out like that.
Spoilers. It's the first episode.
It's the first episode. Everyone's... I know you're completely glazed over there. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't have my sheet, so it's harder to hide that.
No, I think it's interesting. I think the dynamic of the cops having to wear masks because of something that you don't know about, but they all wear masks because...
For safety's
sake. I assume it's because the 7th Cavalry did something to them.
Probably.
That's what it feels like, and that's why I think they're so adamant about getting the 7th Cavalry guys.
Yeah.
There is.
That's tight.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Do that.
I also did like an outline around the lips, too, to like make it more... Like,
yeah, no, that looks
more.
Good.
That was when I actually started playing around with makeup, but then I got lazy.
Yeah.
You and me both.
Say that to me. I'll throw that on the page.
I think the one thing...
This is a pass that I would rather just...
Okay.
Oh, what? You don't want people to know you liked Homestuck?
No, it's just like there's some things that like when I look back at it, I'm like, I could do this better now, which...
No, it's a learning curve.
I know, but at the same time, it's also it makes me think back to like when I was a part of that community and a lot of people just made me want to like flip tables and just...
Yeah, no, that sounds
I'm done with you. I will enjoy this comic in the comfort of my basement.
Get that from the Ghostbusters community sometimes.
So we'll see.
Sometimes people just ruin
it. It is interesting that like, the white supremacist took Rorschach's mask.
Yeah.
Because, like, he wasn't a white supremacist. And I think that's what I read a lot of reviews online about it. And that's one thing a lot of people are like, well, what the fuck? And I'm like, I'm sure we'll get a reason. Because I think
it's going to be a long road, I think.
Yeah, but. They have a lot of explaining to do.
I think it's because he's dead and not able to smack the shit out of some
yeah.
people.
Yeah, oh my God. So I was listening to a YouTube channel and they were like kind of reviewing the original comic because I'm like, I don't remember anything that fucking happened. But they were talking about how Rorschach dropped there was like the villain guy who kept committing crimes just because he had a kink of getting beaten up. And Rorschach dropped him down a fucking elevator shaft.
Mm. Oh, like, so you like getting beat up?
Yeah, exactly. Because he's like, I'm not taking that shit. And I'm like, that sounds about right.
It works.
Rorschach is my favorite Alan Moore character.
Agreed.
I relate to Rorschach a little unhealthily.
Yeah, he's an interesting character. And I'm excited to see where they go with Watchmen. But
you think he's going to pop out of the ground like a daisy and just be like,
no.
Bitch!
No,
I meant in terms of slapping the white supremacist.
No.
Manhattan blew him to pieces.
No.
Yeah.
Like disintegrated the poor man.
Yeah.
There's nothing left.
He changed
his
atoms.
It's like... Have you seen Overly Cautious Hero or something like that?
No.
So it's an anime about this hero that is super overly cautious.
Oh, so it's not One Punch Man.
No. He literally he swept up the ashes of this demon and started incinerating it, causing a giant fire to erupt in the village and burning it down. So that's how I would feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Shit's rough.
I'm sure Castlevania
It's a dark show.
It's very dark. It's
like almost literally, cuz I think it takes place almost
darker
entirely
than
at night.
Black. Huh, there's another anime.
But
it was not that bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm curious. Yeah. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Because I'm hoping that wasn't Night Owl. I'm hoping Don Johnson was not Night Owl.
I kind of hope he was. I kind of hope that's how they set the standard.
God, that sucks.
That'd be funny. Just like, hey, you know those things you like? They're dead.
They're dead.
Yeah.
They're gone.
That sounds like Alan Moore.
Except for Ozymandias. You know, he's...
Yeah. Well, he's kind of, I think, immortal?
No. He's super smart. But I don't think he's immortal.
Hmm. Yeah, I often get those two things confused.
Yeah, it happens.
Well, that's why he looks older now. He's not blonde anymore.
He's not blonde.
He's looking pretty haggard.
Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, if that's his character. The other film that I watched,
no.
El Camino hit.
All right.
I liked El Camino.
I didn't. The only thing I learned from El Camino is to have a solid exit strategy. Yeah. Other than that, it's a waste.
I could have told you that, blonde boy.
Well, I feel confident in my exit strategy.
No,
I was glad we got closure.
You don't even know what it is.
It's bad.
How do you know?
Because it's probably me.
No.
You have no exit strategy.
You can turn on me at any time.
Exactly. Do you have an exit strategy to get out of here right now?
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
you don't.
Take a car that doesn't have low jack. That's my exit strategy. Just find a car that's super fucking old and decrepit, steal it, and leave.
You've been watching too many Bruce Willis movies. Yeah.
Well, that and it's like one of the plot points
in
El Camino.
Like, they activated low jack. They're going to be here any second. And I was like, that's not how that works. That's like, it's not exactly, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good. It gave us closure for something.
We had closure.
We did.
No, we did.
This opened up wounds that we didn't know were infected.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just squeezed the pus back into our system.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
And I don't...
I didn't watch it.
Pinkman right. just pissed me off. Because yeah. he was dumb.
Yeah.
And that wasn't his character.
I mean... It was at the beginning. I started rewatching it. He's a fucking idiot at the
very beginning. Well, he's a fucking idiot at the beginning, but
he wises up.
Well, he wasn't that dumb throughout the show. The only thing, he was dumb about one thing, but that's because he had, like, PTSD. He was freaking the fuck out. He was jittery the whole movie. Like, you could tell, like, that being in a cage fucked him up real bad.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would agree that would fuck you up, but I think it would fuck him up to the point where he would be the exact opposite of how he was acting. He would not be submissive in any way after being in a cage.
He wasn't really submissive. He just wanted to get away, and that was the only way he knew to get away. It seemed like
the payoff.
Now I have to watch it so I can argue with Smurf.
The payoff.
it's decent. It's not bad.
I like how that's the reasoning. It's just I want to argue with
him. I want to have an argument.
I'm gonna prove why you're wrong.
No, and then you're gonna come back and you're like, I fucking hated that movie.
With PowerPoint.
Oh God, not the PowerPoint.
Well, I'll bring spreadsheets.
Yay!
I like that.
Yeah.
So it was, I didn't like it.
No, all right.
I like Watchmen more than I liked El Camino.
Well, Watchmen actually feels like a decent follow-up. El Camino just felt like, we didn't need this, but I'll watch it.
We're just going to give you a softball.
I watched it and enjoyed it anyway, but I don't know. I felt like a continuation of Watchmen was kind of needed. Because the Doomsday Clock in DC is garbage.
Yes.
I hate it. It's so dumb.
It's DC. The Watchmen at least carries on the story that everyone wants to see.
Yeah.
This El Camino doesn't.
Breaking Bad wasn't.
Speaking of stories we don't want to see.
I mean, it eliminates. Okay.
I can see your. What's next?
I was going to say, what's the segue? Oh.
What, IP? Ip Man? Which one are you looking at?
I assume Red Dwarf.
The bracket?
Red Dwarf.
Red Dwarf?
We're bringing the bracket back. Nobody wanted to see that again.
Aww.
The bracket's
kidding.
A hit.
I love the bracket.
The bracket's great. Vote for your candy. I think we have the championship.
Yeah, this week.
Yep, championship dash this
bringing,
week.
The hash
bringing.
The hash.
The gash bringing.
What are you doing?
It's the hash slinging slasher.
Oh.
Yeah, from SpongeBob.
Okay.
I don't speak your language. I'm way too
okay,
old.
To explain to millennials, it was a SpongeBob reference.
Okay. It was a Halloween
to
episode.
To non-millennials, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, the bracket is up running. We're hitting the championship. I don't know who's won yet, so we will have that up posted. And
I keep voting, but I can't remember which one's winning.
Vote for your candidate.
I don't know which one's winning. My pick was out in the first round, so I'm just sad.
Yeah. What was on it?
What was your...
Oh, thing. Skittles all the way, man.
See, I don't like fruity candy.
I love fruity candy. I don't like chocolate candy.
Mm. I guess it depends.
I like dots, and I think I'm the only person in the universe that likes dots.
My dad likes
wait,
dots.
Wait, do you like candy corn?
I fucking hate candy corn.
Candy corn is just wax.
Yeah, candy corn is just flavored wax.
But I had to ask as a reassurance, okay? I want to make sure that you are okay as a human being.
Do you like circus peanuts?
Unless you make your own, like I do.
I think you made some, like, ginger... I don't know. You made me some, like, some candy and, like, some cookies before, and they were all pretty...
How did Almond Joy get this far?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Who the fuck
keeps voting for Almond Joy?
Apparently,
are you?
Apparently Smurfs... people voting on the bracket, follow Smurf are really older than I thought.
This choice is dumb. It's Starburst or Almond Joy.
What? Starburst.
Who did this?
The voters did this.
Oh, my God.
This is why America is the way it is, because you voted for Almond Joy.
We have to live with this now.
We have to live with an Almond Joy president now.
Oh, he's mounds. He's definitely... He doesn't even have nuts.
Ooh, that was good.
Artificial coconut's so disgusting,
but sometimes you feel like a nut,
sometimes you don't.
Is it artificial coconut?
I think so. It's the same thing with snowballs. I don't think they're actually real coconut.
Yeah, no. Like, real coconut does not taste like that.
It's dehydrated coconut.
It does not taste right. Even then.
I've always heard it was fake, and then...
No, it's just dehydrated.
That's disgusting.
I mean, I'm still going to have to find a priest to give me some holy water.
And like, overtly processed. Yeah.
Like Kit Kats and
Nerds. Does anyone know how to make holy water, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a priest.
I mean,
technically, I could make this into holy water right now if I tried hard enough.
I thought it was essentially
that is holy water.
Water,
just ask the Irish.
Yes.
Hey.
Isn't it just like water and salt? And then you get it blessed or something?
No.
What? Oh. Holy water?
Yeah.
I mean, it's water that you just get
it's
blessed.
It's way more simple than that.
Yeah. Oh.
So, the priest goes, it's holy water. And
yay!
I wanted to throw an extra bit of salt just in case there's some demons.
I could probably get ordained as a priest of the satanic church and turn it into unholy water. That's not how that works.
That's not how that works at all.
I'm sorry. Also, Kit Kats and Nerds.
Yep.
I like both of those.
I do like both.
How did
those.
They get this far?
Kit Kat's not a surprise.
I'm kind of leaning on Kit Kats.
Amazing. What's wrong with you?
I love Nerds.
I love Nerds too, but
why did Kit Kat beat M&M's?
I will hoard
my
Nerds.
Depends. What kind of M&M's is it?
Gets as regular
just
M&M's.
I don't like regular M&M's. I like peanut M&M's.
But Nerds beat Snickers.
Sorry.
Yes,
so
which that's another weird upset because I honestly thought Snickers was going to be the dark horse
all
the way
through. That one was hard because Snickers and Nerds. Snickers is the exception to my I hate chocolate candy, and it's like Snickers and Nerds are like my favorite after Skittles, and it's like they went up against each other. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
How did Almond Joy beat Hershey's? I don't understand who you people are.
Do we need holy
water? But I will
water?
Find you.
Seriously, Aaron, you got to show up more and help us avoid these things.
This is not okay.
I got a question. What is the weirdest thing that you guys have ever gotten on Halloween? Because I remember reading a story that there was a guy who was giving out rotisserie chickens.
So I didn't get a rotisserie chicken.
I wish someone gave me rotisserie chicken.
I did get an entire box of Slim Jims.
Wow.
Because I showed up to my friends and I showed up to this lady's house and she hadn't gotten candy and we were apparently the first trick-or-treaters she'd seen all night.
She forgot it was October.
Yeah, and she like forgot to get candy for trick-or-treaters and she's like, shit, and then slammed the door and we're just like, do we wait? And then she came back with a box of Slim Jims, a box of Goldfish, and a box of Cheez-Its, and she let us pick which ones we wanted.
Oh. That's nice.
I had kind of the same thing, except for she opens the door, and she throws in a box of coffee filters and closes the door on me. And I'm like...
It's like she forgot.
Oh, that's where the addiction started, huh?
Yes. I was 5.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That's goddamn hilarious.
She was like, do my windows.
No, but... But the worst thing I ever got was I got a granola bar, when all my friends got like king size candy bars because I was the fat kid, and he's like, "Here you go, fatty." Like,
I got a rock.
I was like,
so uncalled.
Oh,
someone
he got a Duke Nukem that night.
Nice.
Okay, and so
good old
I know
flaming bag of dog poop.
I know that one kid was dressed as Charlie Brown yesterday at the trick or treat thing, only because his parents screamed at me, going, "He got a rock! He got a rock! It's your alter ego! He got a rock!" Oh, yeah, they have no idea what gender to call me when I'm under that thing. Yeah. It's amazing.
The best thing was there was a kid dressed as Slash yesterday.
That's hilarious.
I followed him.
Yeah, that was, it was
a long way down the hall.
Way too good as a baby Slash.
Sometimes parents give kids the best costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you know that was his parents' choice. He has no idea his Slash.
Oh, no, it was marketed in the store as, like, classic rock star. Oh, I can see that.
I love those. Those
are the generic names for someone's.
Somebody just sent me the really long one.
I think the only weird thing that I've ever really gotten was, like, in the same night I got instant ramen, and I also got a root beer. And I'm like, well, I got lunch for tomorrow.
I've never gotten
like
anything
seven.
Weird, apparently.
Like, maybe like
I was going to say, the weird shit ramen is always the best.
I've never, apparently, because I just got candy. Like, I got candy and the crappy jewelry that I love. And
I also did get, like, someone's
stationery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
There was some politician who used to live in my parents' neighborhood.
Oh,
who,
fuck that.
He handed out he handed like a business card and like a piece of candy, and everybody was like, "What the
fuck?" Now I feel bad for putting my business information on the back of my book.
Well, because like, what the dentist did was he had like different candies, and then like he had like a little thing that says, "Hey, if you need like some dental work afterwards," because I know that you guys,
at least.
Yeah. So I mean, at least he gave you like a bunch of candy too.
Well, you know,
with the card,
because most of the time when we get
back,
the parents would still sort through the candy.
Did they?
Yeah, mine did.
Yeah, my parents never did.
Because there's still those weird ones that put fruit in there.
Yeah, I don't trust fruit.
I don't trust fruit, and like, neither did my parents.
It's a myth.
It's a myth,
but I still am like, that's weird.
Well, it's still weird, and then, of course, it's like, is it ripe? When did they buy it?
Yeah,
it's more that of like, I don't eat fruit at somebody else's house, much less if they put it in a...
No, yeah. And like, it's like open candy. Like, even though you're like, it's probably nothing. They probably just accidentally ripped it.
It's jeopardized.
Like,
it's like anytime like...
They might have touched
product,
it.
Yeah,
like it.
It's like if a product is ruined at a store, it's jeopardized. You gotta toss it.
Like,
that's how it is. That's the rule of thumb. If like, thing
somebody
is open,
gave me a banana one here, though.
And I feel
bad. I've never gotten anything weird like that.
Well, I feel bad because you don't want to waste a treat. And somebody gave this to you out of the kindness of their heart. And you don't want to like just like disregard it. But
I've
at the same point, you're like, eh.
Yeah. I've started to rethink the toothbrush as an appropriate Halloween treat. Because I live in an area where, like, look.
You got some toothless people here?
It's a little shabby, and like
they might not have a toothbrush.
Like this is like there are kids here who like we live in an area where like kids are on the programs to get their school supplies donated to them, and I'm like, well, this actually might be a great way to like throw some stuff in there. I mean, I still want to give them candy and fun
well,
stuff.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
But like this is like I've started to rethink the toothbrush.
Why can't we have both?
Yeah.
As like yeah, you know,
little
kinda,
a, little
you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you get a small piece of candy and a toothbrush. I mean,
I think the dumbest thing someone has ever said is, "Oh, like parents are saying that kids are getting edibles." I'm like,
no,
that costs fucking money.
I was gonna say, Karen, my chocolate bar cost me $30. No. I'm not gonna give it to
you. Yeah, like I thought that was the dumbest thing ever. I'm like, why in God's name would they ever give you their fucking edibles that they drop money on?
Let me adjust my tinfoil hat.
I'm just gonna start dropping bongs in kids.
Oh yeah, here, have this
here
bong,
you go.
Kid.
I have a theory.
Like that was the dumbest thing ever.
I have a theory that Halloween is really hard to commercialize. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've done a great job.
Well,
of store-bought costumes and lots of candy and all that.
Spirit Halloween.
But I honestly think that of all the holidays we have, like Easter and Christmas and all of these things, Halloween is the hardest one to commercialize on.
Yeah.
Like Valentine's Day is super commercialized.
Yeah.
But Halloween is still, like the best Halloween is still made at home.
Mm-hmm.
We still, candy is still stupid cheap, and if it's not, we buy stupid cheap candy anyway.
You just go get the giant bag of it, and that's like $10.
And we get cheapo alternative candy stuff to hand out, and like, and we make our own. We make do with what we have, and I really think that every time there comes out like a there's razor blades in the treats, and don't accept.
Is it a government thing?
I honestly think it's like the attempt to start laying the groundwork to over commercialize Halloween.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh no, they're handing out edibles. You need to buy our candy, and only our candy can be accepted.
I'm going to start agreeing with you on that, because it was like the whole, today is National Trick-or-Treating Day, and it was the 26th. It was yesterday, and they're like, the end of the last Saturday of October is going to be Trick-or-Treating Day.
Everyone's been pushing for that.
And I saw that, and I was like,
nope.
You know who's pushing for this are fucking like candy stores and shit like that, and teachers. I saw teachers were really pushing for it, because they're like, well, kids are coming in and they're tired. And I'm like, it's one fucking day.
Yeah, their parents are meth heads. They're tired every day, man.
Their parents are meth heads.
Just let them have their fucking fun.
Let them eat their Reese's Pieces for breakfast, and they'll perk right up.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to see them during Thanksgiving and not on Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. It's one day where they get to come in super tired at school like every other day.
And trade candy.
Yeah.
I was a hustler.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk about Halloween.
Oh man, you don't even know. I've got three.
Okay.
And she has a PowerPoint.
We should do a TED Talk on Halloween.
We can do a TED Talk.
I've got so much passion for Halloween. Everything that we think of as Christmas is like, it's about family and the spirit of the season. Fuck Christmas and its fucking spirit.
I don't even know how to celebrate Christmas. Is that bad?
I enjoy Christmas.
We try to imitate what we see in movies, and then we kind of got sick of it because we don't like turkey or anything. So we're just like, y'all want to have hot pot? And we're like, yeah, hot pot sounds good.
I don't understand those movies either. Like, that's not my culture either. I know I look like that.
People
like
culture, that's but it's Christmas.
People like that's not presents.
I did have hot pot the other night, and I almost sent you a picture.
But
Smurf, no.
Why must you hurt me?
That's
like
what
this?
I said. I was like, don't be mean to Tao.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm poor.
I'm just going to get like a bunch of Asian food and just start sending pictures to Tao.
Oh, my God.
Because, apparently.
It's going to be really mean when you just start sending Mexican food. Like, this is Asian, right?
No, I'm going to go get Indian food and be like, it's Asian.
It is Asian. I love Indian
food. You're going to send me pasta and be like, it's Asian.
I'm sorry.
Marco Polo! The Chinese don't know noodles.
Oh,
my God.
Speaking of Chinese.
I would actually love to hear your
Actually, it's not really Chinese.
Sure.
No, Ip Man was Chinese, wasn't he?
I'll take notes.
What the fuck? What kind of segue was that? What's happening?
Speaking of Chinese. The final installment of Ip Man 4 is finally coming out December 20th. Donnie Yen is a badass, and I've been following him.
I'm glad somebody knows what you're talking
about.
I love Donnie Yen.
And he is Chinese, so you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. I wasn't sure.
What do you mean we weren't sure?
He wasn't sure.
I doubted myself.
He didn't want to be racist.
I wasn't trying to be racist.
But what did you think he was?
Asian. He thought he was Asian.
He is Asian.
Could have been Japanese.
He's not an Oriental.
No.
He could have been.
I don't know.
That's the worst place for you to pause.
I've actually seen a lot of his films.
No.
Like, it's a lot of random films.
Yes.
But, I mean, they're all Chinese.
Well, because I screw up with the Japanese and the Chinese.
So
it turns
a lot
out
of
one of them is tonal and the other one is more syllable based.
Well, and I'm not that.
He's not first.
I'm not first.
Me neither.
Don't
I'm
worry.
Not first enough.
Tao,
I'm a bad person.
Tao,
I'm
don't do
Tao,
it.
Tao, on the
I'm
other side.
I don't know.
Tao, on the other side, I don't think you could tell the difference between Scottish and Gaelic.
I probably can't, no. European languages are its own demon. Asian languages definitely can tell the difference. European don't even bother.
Well, I wasn't sure. And I don't want to be. I'm trying to be sensitive. A kinder, gentler Smurf.
What Japanese man has the last name Yen?
I don't know.
But I met a
man
named
Tao. Well, I've seen some Disney
films
that we can talk about later.
I met a man named Tao, and that kind of threw me for
a while.
Speaking
of which.
Well, what ethnicity?
I think he's actually Korean.
That makes sense. I mean, my last name as well is also like Korean, Chinese, Vietnamese.
So, I'm trying to be sensitive.
He's trying to educate himself.
The point is, though, Ip Man is finally coming out. I've been eagerly awaiting
How many years? 84?
Well, Columbus.
Ip Man 3 was what? 4 years ago? 5 years ago? I have no idea.
I've never seen any of those movies.
There's a great fight in Ip Man 3 with Donnie Yen and Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson plays this gangster, and they have a really good fight.
I can't take him seriously if he opens his mouth. I can't take him seriously.
It's kind of funny.
He's got a speech impediment.
He does. And I think they
punched really hard.
I think the funny thing about it is
about his voice
they did.
You sound like Cartman.
I know. That's my Tyson impression. It's really bad.
You sound like Cartman.
Does talk, but I think they actually dubbed the AI.
They dubbed his voice
for his character.
They got Mr. T to dub over fucking Mike Tyson. My God. That'd be really funny.
That would be funny. But he's dubbed his own character. It is his voice. It's obvious. But the fight between him and Donnie is pretty impressive.
All right. So they're making another one.
Yep, the final one, because it's only supposed to be a 4-part.
Oh, okay.
And I'm curious to see.
At least they're finishing it.
They are finishing it.
80 years later.
Yeah. Slow boat to China.
Small victory.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's because he's also busy, too.
Well, he's got shit. He's got other shit going on.
He has a lot of movies to film.
He does.
He's been filming quite a bit, especially in the States, which I'm actually pretty happy to see him.
Yes. I love the guy. He's actually a very genuine human being. I'm really, really impressed with him.
I have mad respect because he also likes durian, and durian is a very hard fruit to like.
I've had it.
Rick loves durian.
It's an acquired taste.
He's like, I need the durian flavored pocky, and I was like, I don't know how to.
During his interview for Star Wars or whatever, they were like asking him some trivial questions. He's like, I really like durian. It's the type of fruit that you either really like or you really hate. I'm like, it is very true.
I've never tried it.
I enjoy it
because it's illegal to transport.
Oh.
No, you can get it here.
You can get it here, but it's illegal to take it on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. No, it's they will actually kick you out if you have it in some hotels in Vietnam.
It smells awful. It smells so fucking bad.
When I was a kid,
it smells like a dead body.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to try this.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's delicious, and I can't stop eating it.
I want to try it.
As a kid, I did call it the fart fruit because I didn't know what it was.
It smells fucking awful.
Well, because I only knew the Vietnamese name, and so I didn't know the English name. Sorien is how you say in Vietnamese. Fart fruit. So I was just like, the fart fruit. And they're like, oh, yeah, the one that smells really fucking bad. I'm like, it smells like fart.
Yeah. I knew a kid in high school.
Yeah, the smell does not reflect the taste.
Okay, I want to try this.
Okay, that's beyond pineapple.
No, it was bad. Yeah, he came into school one day with it.
I'm going to the Pacific market. I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna try this. I want to try this.
Yeah.
We'll do it on a podcast.
Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know if they sell it there.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna look. That's where I gotta start.
I'm not going with you.
I know.
I know on my own.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust it. They won't ship it.
I really doubt it.
It is pretty fucking putrid. That's why hotels would be like, don't fucking bring the shit in here. Don't.
It's outlawed.
No!
This is the story that Red is really against, and I don't know why you are.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I do. I'm actually for it. Red Dwarf, the movie, will become a reality with a 2-hour feature-length film next year. Red Dwarf, we've talked about this before. At least Tao has been on the podcast when I talked about Red Dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
You two weren't.
I thought you were...
At the podcast when you...
Who else would know what Red Dwarf is at this table?
Nobody.
I know what Red Dwarf is. I've never watched it.
It's amazing.
I know what it is.
I'm curious if what they're going to do. Because the movie is amazing. The whole idea of Dave Lister, frozen for a million years, comes out to an empty ship. It's great.
Oh, are they starting over?
I don't know if they're starting over. I think this actually
is it a continuation.
It's a continuation. I think they're finally gonna make it home.
Yeah.
No.
Did the show get canceled before they ended it?
Well, what ended up happening is it went for a while. I mean, this show has been in production since the 90s.
Was this the one where it ended and it was a virtual reality?
80s. Well, that was one of the storylines.
They've
done multiple storylines, but the show went on a huge hiatus because the guy that is named
it's called canceled.
Well, not exactly.
Firefly's been on hiatus.
oh.
Dude, Nathan Fillion is ridiculously skinny. Have you seen him on The Rookie?
Yeah.
I mean, he is like...
I heard he lost a lot of weight for that role, but I don't...
He is ridiculously thin.
That show is propaganda.
Oh, yeah. I can't watch it. It's a horrible show. Anyway, so...
The Rookie?
Yeah. The show, Red Dwarf, went on hiatus because the guy that plays
All
Rimmer...
All cops are heroes.
Anyway.
The guy that plays
not
Rimmer...
Not going to
argue about it. The guy that plays Rimmer went to jail.
Yeah.
He got into a bit of trouble,
it's
and
weird,
he went
he's
away.
The white guy.
He's the white guy with the H on the head.
Yeah. Because
he's a hologram.
You'd think it would be the dick whistle black guy from Liverpool, but no.
No.
Oh,
no, because wait. Racism.
I was going to say, wait, hang on.
Rimmer, you know he was in the Laura Croft films with Angelina Jolie. He was the butler.
Oh, okay. Mm. Weird.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh, my God, yeah. That's who that is.
That is who that is. So he went away to jail, and the show went on hiatus. Then, of course, things happened.
Wait, did he go to jail in real life?
Yes.
The actor went to jail.
Oh, I thought you meant just in the show.
No. In real life, that actor went to jail.
You mean the black guy didn't go to jail?
The black guy didn't go to
jail. See, now you're back on
the two black guys didn't go to jail.
Oh, yeah. That's
because Kat is a black guy.
We need more diversity on this podcast.
We have two women. How much more diverse can we get?
I'm token Asian chick.
I think you're asking that question.
Well, seeing as there's three white people and one Asian person who's basically a white person. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Uh-oh.
I'm kidding.
Asian.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
I mean.
Yeah. Oh, that would hurt.
How dare you?
The co-creator of Red Dwarf, Doug Naylor, has written this. We will see.
You can't tell me how to live my life. If I don't want to leave my fucking basement, I won't.
Did you want a podcast?
Not really.
Trying
we'll
to
see.
Call me out, motherfucker.
As more information about this comes to light, we will let you know. I'm sure it's going to be on Dave TV. I would hope Netflix or somebody would pick this up.
Okay, next week I'm doing the news, and I'm going to do all new content. None of these reboots thing bullshit.
Okay, I'll give you the
good
news.
Good luck finding it.
It's
all reboots, man.
The one thing that I laughed the hardest about.
We're going to hipster the shit out of this podcast.
I have like two things.
We'll have two things to talk about. James Gunn recently Instagrammed a pic of everybody at his house carving pumpkins from the Guardians of the Galaxy and
Suicide Squad. Why did you make a stabbing motion for Suicide Squad? Wait, is that a jerk off motion or a stab motion?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's hilarious because you've got,
I mean,
everybody just hanging. Peter Capaldi. I didn't even know he was in either film.
He's going to be in Suicide Squad.
I don't know that.
I don't know what he's going to play. I hope he's King Shark.
I feel like
oh my God, that would be hilarious.
Okay, so you want to say that as like, isn't that cool? We should all go look at the Instagram picture. Isn't that sweet? And all I hear is, man, that really sucks that the only way I can finish my job is go to my boss's house on my off time and carve pumpkins.
I was going to say, do you think they went willingly or do you think that was like a promotional thing that they had to go?
I feel like that's a promotional thing that they had to do. And I really think that it was Mr. Gunn's complete idea. And it turns out that they actually didn't have to go, but he lied to them and made them go.
I was going to say, the way Capaldi's dressed up, it looks like they just got done with like a photo shoot. And he's like, come to my house. We're all going to carve pumpkins. It's in your contract.
It's in your contract?
I own you.
Do you think Gunn is that?
I do.
Okay.
I do. But I've also been watching. I've also been rewatching a lot of Tim Burton. So I just assume everybody's like that right now.
Yeah. No, I think Gunn's kind of a crazy person.
He's definitely crazy.
He gets results, but he's a fucking lunatic. And he likes that one guy in every single movie, so I can't wait to look for him. You know the one. He was in Lost. He's kind of the chubby guy.
Are you talking about Tim Gunn or Tim Burton? Because could be either one.
No. Tim Gunn. Listen, I know he gets his brother and everything, but it's not his brother. It's the other guy, the fat guy.
Yeah, from Lost.
Yeah, he's in Star Wars. Apparently, he's a cameo in like everything James Gunn does.
His name is Tim?
Tim? And figures sound like he's dying.
Tim.
They call me
Tim.
And speaking of the Marvel films, there's been a lot of animosity in the news lately about
is it Martin Scorsese?
Yeah, Scorsese is just on fire about why he hates the Marvel films.
He backtracked today.
Did he do that today?
Yeah.
What did he say?
That's terrifying, first of all. He basically said, well, you know, when I said... Because he originally said that the Marvel films are like a theme park.
Yeah.
And that they don't belong at the movie theaters.
Yes.
That you should just get that straight to your home.
Yes.
And that kind of stuff. And then he doubled down later saying, I don't think they're trash. I just don't think they're movies. He's like, I don't think they're cinema. And now today, he backtracked because he was doing some interview. And he's like, well, you know, I think it's a new and different form of art that I'm just not used to. And I'm just like, that's you just saying, I'm jealous because I'm not getting Marvel money and they won't let me get in on the Marvel money. And I'm old and I don't understand.
Well, it's funny coming from the man who did Taxi Driver, first of all.
Yeah.
Let's think about that.
I was going to say, I like his movies. They're great, but dude.
Secondly, he was pushing to do Joker.
Oh.
So and he didn't get it.
He is mad.
So it's like a little kid lashing out.
I wanted to do the movie about how white men have it hard, and I didn't get to because I have it so hard as a white man.
And they even cast that Robert De Niro guy, and I made him. He's in Taxi Driver. But fucking...
Scorsese, yeah, you're right. You're on point.
Yeah,
Scorsese just basically looks like he's a kid throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah, he's,
to be
he's
fair, that's how most white directors look right now.
Yeah, well.
Like toddlers?
He's just old and butthurt that, I'm not making Marvel movies. They won't give me the money.
The Kermit voice.
Listen, the Kermit voice isn't the only way I know how to make it angry.
I know, but it's just so perfect. Like, I can imagine them sounding like that. So it's even better.
Especially Scorsese, because he just seems like the kind of guy who'd be like, well, they didn't hire me to do the one comic movie, so fuck all comic movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't do Ant-Man like I want. Oh, wait, no, that was a different.
That was a different guy.
That was a different artsy-ass director.
God, but yeah. That's so funny.
But it is. Now all I'm going to be able to hear is Scorsese is Kermit.
I don't see a problem with
I was going to say, is that an issue? You're
going to
see those
perfect.
Thick-rimmed glasses and be like, oh, Mr. Magoo's at it again. Like, oh.
Immediately his voice goes from normal to, how dare they?
Well,
I mean,
I just want in on the superhero franchises.
Yeah, because you know if he was doing Guardians or if he had a shot at Joker or if they had actually picked him up on it, he'd be singing their fucking praises right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I just don't want to see him do that.
Do you think there's any credibility to what he's saying? Should the Marvel movies be overlooked as cinema?
No, absolutely not. Here's the thing. There are less people going to the movies as it is. Because of Netflix and Hulu and all these other streaming services.
And people.
So anything... yeah, and other people.
There are people in public. I'm not going there.
Getting butts in seats is all that matters right now. Because we need to kind of get back to that. Because if we don't, it's all going to be streaming services. Disney's going to own your television. And you don't want that.
You don't want that.
They already have their own streaming service where they already have... You know, they're going to have Fox and Star Wars and Marvel and apparently ESPN might be on Disney Plus too.
I'm okay.
That wasn't
going to
show. That wasn't part of the deal, but that's interesting.
I think I saw some rumor that they want to put like old game, like really old games and stuff like that on there. And
what are they going to put on the ESPN network then?
And that's what I was like. I was like, okay. I don't know if that's true, but it was some like internet rumor.
All
so
I can
we'll
think
see.
About is like, but, you can't have my TV. I don't know you.
It's just like, we already have enough bullshit going on. Just get butts in seats. That's all that matters.
Well, and it's embarrassing because the theaters are dying.
Yeah. I'd like to see Scorsese make, you know, $1.2 billion in a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Not again. No. His time has passed for that kind
of
stuff.
No, and him and Spielberg and all of his little cronies that, you know, came out in the 70s and 80s as the filmmakers, quote unquote. Yeah. Look out for the new guys.
They made films for the 70s and 80s, and guess what? It ain't.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to see Marvel movies just take over the cinema. I think there are other good movies that have come out, but they make money. So
they make money.
Who cares?
Yeah.
We're still going to go see it.
The sad thing is cinema really needs to be seen as literature and not just popcorn.
Yeah,
true.
It's not just candy that we shove in our faces and consume. It actually is valid literature and needs to be treated that way.
And I think that's kind of where he was coming from with
his
statement.
He just didn't say it well enough.
But that's the problem with what he's saying is the Marvel movies absolutely are a part of that literature.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them tell a really good story. Think about Endgame.
Absolutely.
Endgame is one of the best movies I've seen ever.
The fact that they took so many movies over a decade of time and crisscrossed them into each other to create this wonderful world that the way we used to only get from comics and crossovers, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and
that's
it's cohesive.
Wonderful. And whether or not you like the stories, whether or not you like superheroes, whether or not you like comics, and whether or not you liked those movies, that is notable.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny because
it's an accomplishment.
And the other loudmouth jackass idiot, Bill Maher.
Go on.
was popping off about, you know, comic books, they're not literature, they're horrible, and bagging on them. Peter David, who's a well-renowned author for both Star Trek novels, books, addition to comics.
I knew the name. I was like, that sounds super familiar. Yeah.
Peter David just sunk his teeth into that jackass.
I'm so glad to hear that, because otherwise I thought I was going to have to do it.
No.
Well, and that's the thing about Scorsese, is people freaked out.
It's
like, you know, you can defend Scorsese and say, oh, well, you know, he was just trying to say that, you know,
you can defend racist
art.
Grandpa,
but,
too.
I was going to say, it's one of those things that what he said is wrong, and it's just bothers me so much.
My nana takes her wig off, but she gets drunk, man. Like, that's just
it takes her hair away.
Like whatever, man.
Listen, you still love grandma.
Old people say some stupid shit. Doesn't make them right just because they're old and you love them. But
at least Scorsese's trying to backpedal.
He backpedaled almost immediately.
Mar stuck to his still sticking to his guns
it's
and just looks like an idiot.
It's a form of art that I'm just not used to. And I'm like, oh, okay, old man, you got scared of not making money.
Did your wife rip you an asshole? Because that's what it sounds like.
A new one or just one in general?
His team of people ripped him a new asshole.
I would like to apologize for the comment I made earlier about the Jews. I've been told that Oriental is not an acceptable phrasing for a person.
Whoa, I'm not a rug.
I haven't. I have been educated now.
Is calling it an Oriental rug racist?
That's what
anyway.
I identify as an Oriental rug.
Also,
I guess if it's Persian, I don't know.
I don't know.
Speaking of superhero movies, there's a new one that's coming with Melissa McCarthy. And
McCarthy's,
pardon me.
Man, you're
and
you're
Octavia,
nailing it.
I'm reading right off of the fucking monitor here.
Melissa McCartney, my favorite Beatle.
Yes. She's the fifth Beatle.
There's a fucking H in it.
Because there's a fucking H in it. Herbs.
Carthy.
And Octavia Spencer are basically suiting up. There's a picture that's been floating around of them in their superhero.
Now they're thick with two C's.
Garb.
I'm
and
fine.
You know what? Melissa McCarthy looks.
She looks good.
She looks good. You know,
I mean, they both do.
Octavia Spencer looks less than happy being in a lycra.
Yeah, she doesn't look happy to be in the suit.
She does not look happy.
I mean,
in the
McCarthy
suit.
Doesn't look exactly happy to be in the suit either, but.
No, she's looking well. They're sporting the suits.
Yeah, they look good in spandex.
Don't
judge me.
This is a
you like some thick
Netflix film called Thunder Force, which is currently in production.
Yeah, all right.
And they're filming in the streets of Atlanta. So
something original.
Something original.
Because I don't think that's based on anything. Is
everybody
it?
No.
Watch it.
Nothing.
Is it a comedy or is it just?
I'm thinking.
Oh
it's,
my god! Is she going to be in a serious thing?
I don't think so. I think this is a.
She's
comedy.
Been in serious things.
I mean, yeah, but
Octavia Spencer.
It's rare, I know, but it's,
was just in that weird horror film where she's
I liked
like killing.
Her in that, Nana's house or some shit like that.
Mama.
That it's not Mama's house, is it?
Mama. It's just Mama.
Just Mama.
Oh.
Mama. No, yeah, I was thinking
where she like makes herself the
like the friend
the unofficial like. cool mom yeah. of all these college
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, like she doesn't know who they are, but like
she's like, you can come party at my house. I'll buy you beer.
I thought of fucking Mean Girls, and she's like, I'm not a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom.
It's just ma, not mama.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's ma. Yeah.
Isn't Mama the one with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, that's the horror movie.
That weird.
No, that's Mother.
That's
with
Mother.
An exclamation point.
Which one?
Mama is
the ghost the one.
Yeah,
the one with the two kids that were like abandoned.
The wolf girls. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay, now I remember. Yeah,
and there's too many movies.
Too many.
We got Mother, Mama, and Ma.
Mama Mia. That's also a scary movie, but for very different reasons.
The film is written and directed by Ben Falcone, who's actually the husband of Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
And McCarthy is actually listed as a executive producer on this.
Well, that makes
cool
sense.
Beads. What else?
That looks good.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We'll all watch it, whether we like to or not. It's original content, and we will support.
We will support. Ewan McGregor has actually come out saying...
Ewan.
He's been lying for the last 4 years about...
Wait.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Wait.
Oh, so he knew.
he's
known this whole fucking time.
Yes.
What an asshole.
No, wait. I like how you committed to the diphthong. You're like Ewan McGregor is suing. He's
God
suing.
Damn it. Can you just leave it alone?
Ewan, no.
God damn it.
Ewan McCartney. He's doing
he's
good.
The sixth Beatles.
He's been suing this whole time.
Oh my
just,
word!
Like, commit to the diphthong, right?
Boy, his bad Scottish accent.
Oh.
So he's been lying the whole time.
I can see
he's
that.
He's known nothing, and now that it's actually going to happen. He's coming out saying
so they probably were just doing contracts and all this other bullshit for 4 years, and they're probably like, "Hey, we're gonna." What, do you want to talk about it too?
Sounds so weird coming through the headphones.
I was going to say, could you hear him?
I can hear him.
He's loud. Yeah. Sorry, our mascot is here.
That one echoed through the cans. I'm like, what the hell?
Say something about Ewan McGregor. But no, that's good. I'm excited to see where they go with Obi-Wan. You know, hopefully more original storylines from Star Wars.
Thinking?
No.
Come
no,
on.
It's all crap.
I just don't want to hear more about Luke Skywalker. That's why
I'm ready
saga
ready to
here.
End the Skywalker saga. I want to know more about Kenobi for sure.
Yeah.
The more I've been seeing...
The fuck were you doing on that planet that made you look like an old man?
Yeah, no shit.
It's only been 10 years. What happened?
It's the British. The British catches up
British.
To you.
It just suddenly snuck in.
You had a few too many Guinnesses. Am I right? Get it?
Yeah.
Get it? Because I like Guinness.
Yeah, got it.
Wow. That
hurt.
Was
filming for Kenobi starts this summer. The BBC just released its first
no.
trailer for the horror series Dracula that they're doing.
Oh, yeah,
this
just came out. It looks interesting.
I'm really curious. The people that did Sherlock are the ones doing this.
Yeah. Guy Ritchie, yay!
And I did like the Sherlock TV series with
Benedict Cumberbatch. No, it's what's his name? The guy also worked on Doctor Who.
Stephen Moffat.
Yeah, Moffat.
Mark Gatissis.
Listen, everything that Moffat Gatiss? Did was good. Everything after Moffat.
Are you
was
seeing
not
a
good,
Harry Potter so. Spell? Are you struggling there, bud?
No, Moffat was the good.
Yeah, I wasn't
one.
Trying to.
No, you don't like Moffat. He actually had decent storylines.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the crap that they're putting out as Doctor Who, he did.
Yeah.
Wow. Oof. There's no love lost here on this side of the table for.
Apparently not.
For that. Yeah. I'm sure. curious. I think it's going to be a great series. I'm looking forward to
You're
it.
The trailer made it look at least watchable.
It might. It, you know what? It when you I was watching the trailer,
broke my little heart just now.
When I was watching the trailer, it kind of was a little reminiscent of Dark Shadows. I was kind of like, all right, I can get on board with this.
Yeah.
Because Dark Shadows was so well done.
Back in the 70s? 80s?
60s.
60s?
You're ridiculous.
Are you talking about the soap opera?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the 60s.
You don't mean the Johnny Depp movie?
Oh, fuck no.
With Tim Burton?
Is it Tim Burton?
Is that
Tim
Burton?
Oh, man, that makes so much more sense.
I'd rather be dragged behind
That's why
a
his wife was
car.
In it.
Yeah.
He wants me to keep killing his wife, and I don't know why.
An excess strike.
Is he trying to say something?
Yeah.
So it's really bright and colorful, and it's going to be campy and great, but we need some more stripes.
A little bit more purple
stripes. Yeah. So keep an eye out there. The trailer is out there. If you haven't watched it, please do.
Yeah.
There is rumors flying around BlizzCon, which is next week?
Yeah.
Next week, or is it this week?
I don't know. I
think it's this week.
I think you're just making up
I think it's in a couple of days, actually.
Yeah, I think it should be in this week.
Are you going to talk? Are we going to talk about Overwatch 2? Or are we going to talk about how
China doesn't,
Blizzard doesn't support human rights, but...
Well, anyway...
Oh, you should have been
Blizzard,
here last year.
Yeah, because I had a story last week for Blizzard.
Damn it.
The funny thing was, I was talking about that last week.
I'm like, dude, Blizzard's fucking up.
Tao and I went off, like, we were outraging each other.
Yeah, because you mean
a company doesn't support human rights and human beings and banning people for talking about it?
It's like, I think, like, the consequences that they did for that player was, like, really extreme.
So...
like, revoking his winnings, like, suspending him so he won't be able to play.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, whoa, the ones chill.
That I like even less than that were the three players who were playing. They were live streaming something. Mm-hmm. They got disconnected from their live stream. And then Blizzard said, oh, we're not going to ban them. We're not going to do any of that. And then, like, a couple weeks later, banned them without anybody, without telling anybody.
Oh, so they're kind of under the low.
Yeah, yeah. But Overwatch 2.
So when we talk about
Underwatch.
Hey.
So when...
I'm really making a second one.
People in Hollywood complain about cancel culture, I just want to point out it does exist, just not in the way people...
think
it does.
Well, and I don't think Overwatch needs a sequel. I mean,
I don't know why it would. Just build it up more, add more content to the first one, DLCs, different character skins,
things that they've already been successfully doing.
Yeah, the thing that I saw that I kind of want, if they would do, is like a single player story. But even that, you could just make that
a
downloadable
thing.
You can
still make that DLC.
Yeah, give me like a 10 gigabyte download or a 20 gigabyte download and I would download it.
Well, even then they've been doing like the events where it is like...
Well, yeah, it's Drunkenstein's Revenge right now for Halloween,
but, I mean,
which I've been playing.
They've also done the Overwatch before, like when London got attacked. I can't remember.
Yeah, there was a few things.
They did a few things in terms. They did the story for Blackwatch. They did when Tracer got... like Tracer's first mission thing.
There's been events, but...
they changed up the map for Hanamura because of the whole Genji Hanzo
thing. So like it's doable that you could just add it in.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be hard.
You just have them as events.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense to me why they'd be like, sequel! Like,
we don't need it.
Okay.
I don't really see the point considering how it's a fucking... MOBA.
And it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
I feel like what they're trying to do is damage control.
And I think they're trying to distract everybody from all of the bullshit that's going on right now, because let's face it, Blizzard's on the ropes.
They're in a hole, for sure.
They're getting their asses handed to them right now.
Oh yeah, because I mean, Riot right now is already like they already saw the opportunity. They're milking that shit to death. They literally did the thing where they kind of zeroed in like, oh, you're fucking up right now. Yeah. We're going to announce all of these things.
Yeah.
We're not even going to have to worry about like changing any sort of story thing because it has to do with Runeterra. So it has to do with the League of Legends universe.
Yeah. So it's just like, they just casually were like, hey, we're releasing a new thing.
Yeah.
Not even Here one new go. Thing, seven new things.
Yeah. So because, it's like, they're smart about this. They're just trying not to get involved.
Well, now Riot Games is going to be Riot Games because they have multiple games as opposed to just one for 10 years.
Yeah.
But if it works, why change it?
Well, what Riot wants to do is that they were pulling a Blizzard by having multiple games like Blizzard does, but doing it better in the sense where it's like, the lore goes together,
you know, like everything you do.
There's a shooter that's coming out, card game FPS. Dude, that's rad.
Yeah, so card games FPS. They're coming out with the TFT on mobile because they have it on the actual game. They're coming out with an animated series.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So Riot was just like, "Hey, you guys are like League of Legends? Here,
yeah.
Here's more."
Yeah. So literally, like they've been promoting the shit out of that because the 10-year anniversary was recent.
We like the Chinese people.
Dude, yeah. Did you see where Chow Yun-fat was like, "Fine, I'm just going to make less money now because of everything that was going on with China," and he's all like, "Fuck you guys, I'll just make less money."
I was going to say he didn't care.
He was just like all against them, and that makes me even like applaud
that
man
government.
Even better, because he was already cool in my book.
Who was it? Oh, PewDiePie got banned in China now.
Yeah,
yeah. So they're not allowed to watch PewDiePie in China.
I mean,
that's how you know you made it.
I mean,
We when too. All, when have all been China's China.
Like, no, not yet. But 5280
give me a geek banned in China.
I mean, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You let women have opinions, man.
I want to show up to BlizzCon dressed as Winnie the Pooh, though.
I love you.
That's one of my favorite things that I've seen online. Where it's like, do you not know about
this?
So apparently, the Chinese government, he's the leader, or he's like. Apparently, people keep comparing him to looking kind of like Winnie the Pooh.
I remember
and
that
like,
actually.
I can kind of see it. So like a lot of the protesters and a lot of people are like. Dressing up like Winnie the Pooh
Winnie the Pooh is the unofficial mascot.
Winnie the Pooh is now banned in China, and like Disney had to take like a stance on it and all this other stuff.
And they took the wrong stance because they're Disney.
Well, and I was going to say Disney's was a little less controversial because they didn't say anything about it. They're just like, what if we just remove Pooh things from the shelves over there and just not talk about it? Mm-hmm. Like,
oh my God. So they stuck their head in the sand.
Yep.
It was basically it's just Disney. If we don't talk about it, maybe it'll go away.
Yeah.
You know,
that's Disney's stance on everything.
Like the issues with Dumbo.
Oh, God.
Oof.
I mean, but...
Well, they took the crows out of
this. Yes,
but their approach to handling the time shift is to basically be like, it never happened.
Yeah, we didn't see it. It didn't happen.
Which is really the
That's why we'll never see Song of the South ever again.
I do think Blizzard's fucking up hard, though.
I was going to say, I do want to show up to BlizzCon dressed as Winnie the Pooh.
My friend actually had like an extra ticket. I could have gone, but...
Damn
it. No money, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
well, and I think we're maybe going to see Blizzard... Fall?
You can just dress up like
possible. I think they'll just go off the radar for a while, and then
fall like the Chinese government.
Remember, they're trying to do damage control. Remember, they also said, "Well, don't you guys have phones?"
Oh,
remember that the Diablo 3 thing that happened the last BlizzCon? Like,
they were releasing
a
new Diablo game. Oh, Todd, are you guys going to put it on consoles or PC or what?
Oh,
no,
I have a phone.
It's Diablo 3. But it's going to be on phone.
Yeah.
It's like,
and everybody booed, and the guy was like, "Do you guys not have phones?"
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Alienate your clientele.
He got fired, that guy, because he was like their PR guy, and the rest of the PR team went.
Yep.
You ruined it, dude.
That's blood in the water right there. You're like, oh, bad. Get him.
Yeah, because
cut him loose.
You can be our
Riot
guy.
Riot's response, they actually made fun of that too, because they're just like, so we're moving TFT from, like, we are doing TFT on the Riot client and also on phones, because, you know, you guys all have phones. Like, they were making fun of them.
You guys have phones, don't you?
Like, they literally keep attacking them for that.
Shots fired.
And you guys sided with the Chinese government?
Even better.
Oops.
I mean, you'd make a great Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you.
I think you would. We got to find you a red
t-shirt. I
can't
do the voice because it's a little
I can't do the voice.
I don't think anybody can do that.
Bertrand can do the voice. Anyway.
Bertrand can do the voice.
He is a bear.
He is a bear after all.
Yeah, it's a more bearable position to be in.
What are you, Teddy from Persona 4?
Actually, that is the end of the news.
Great.
Hashtag free China.
Hashtag free China.
Who wants
free
to play
Tibet.
Video games?
Tibet's free?
Tibet is free.
All the tea.
Thank you.
Who wants to play video games?